This is VOA News by a remote. A big deal. Iran's sole nuclear power plant has undergone an unexplained temporary emergency shutdown. That's according to state TV reporting. On Sunday, an official from the state electric company said on a talk show that the plant shutdown began on Saturday and would last for about 3 to 4 days. Without elaborating, he said that power outages could result. This is the first time Iran has reported an emergency shutdown of that plant. It went online in 2011 with the help from Russia. It is required to send spent fuel rods from the reactor back to Russia as a nuclear non-proliferation measure. Afghanistan's former president said Sunday that the United States came to his country to fight extremism and bring stability to his war-tortured nation, and is leaving nearly 20 years later, having failed at both. In an interview with the Associated Press just weeks before the last U.S. and NATO troops leave Afghanistan, ending their forever war, Hamid Karzai said extremism is at its highest point and that the departing troops are leaving behind a disaster. He said their legacy is war-ravaged nation in a total disgrace and disaster. Karzai, who had a conflicted relationship with the United States during his 13-year rule, wanted the troops to leave, saying Afghans were united behind an overwhelming desire for peace and needed to take responsibility for their own futures. U.S. President Joe Biden's special envoy for North Korea said Monday that he hopes to see a positive reaction from the North soon. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden will meet at the White House with the Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and Abdullah Abdullah, chairman of the Afghanistan High Council for National Reconciliation. This will occur on Friday, according to the White House. The meeting comes at a critical point when fighting between Afghan security forces and the Taliban militants surged. This since Mr. Biden announced in April that the U.S. would withdraw all troops in Afghanistan before September 11th, ending America's longest war after nearly 20 years of conflict. Marine Le Pen's party stumbled. French President Emmanuel Macron's centrist crashed and incumbent conservatives surged ahead in the first round of regional elections Sunday that were dominated by security issues and a recorded low turnout. What was meant to be a vote centered on local concerns like transportation, schools, and infrastructure turned into a dress rehearsal for the next year's presidential vote, as would be presidential hopefuls seized on the regional campaign to test ideas and win more followers. Macron's rivals on the left and right notably denounced his government handling of the pandemic. The wrangling appeared to turn off some voters, and less than 34% showed up, as according to polling agencies. Politicians across the spectrum pleaded with the stay-at-home voters to wake up for the decisive second round of voting on June 17th. Again, U.S. President Joe Biden's special envoy for North Korea saying that he now hopes to see a positive reaction from the North as the U.S. offers talks after the North Korean leader ordered officials to prepare for both dialogue and confrontation. Sung Kim, Biden's special representative for North Korea, is in Seoul to speak with Seoul Korean and Japanese officials about the U.S. stalled diplomacy with the North over its nuclear program and the U.S.-led sanctions. The trilateral talks followed a North Korean political conference last week where the leader Kim Jong-un called on stronger efforts to improve his nation's economy. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. VOA News.